that you all have thought it not robbery to join us. We're now going to go to God in prayer. Father God, in the matchless name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, we just want to say thank you. We want to place at your feet all of our cares and concerns. Father, we thank you for the Des De Leon family who founded Artist Life. Father, because without them, this call would not have come together. And we thank you for the yes and the two amazing women of God who said yes. Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton. Lord, we know that we ask that you keep them in perfect peace as their mind is stayed on you. Lord, we ask right now a special blessing on the speaker. Pour into the speaker, Father, as they pour out unto us. Lord, we know that you have worked it out for our good and your glory. So we say thank you, Lord, because we know that we love you more than anything, and you love us even more than that. So, Father, we want to make sure that we give your name the praise, the glory, and the honor that is due you, because you alone are God, Father, and we love you for it. We thank you, Lord, because without you, where would we be? So we surrender it and place it at your feet. We give you the highest praise by saying hallelujah. We glorify your name and we magnify your name and we call it done in the matchless name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. And we say amen, amen, and amen. I will now turn the call over to our host. Host, are you there?
I'm here, Minister Kai. Are you able to hear me?
Loud and clear. The floor is yours, Songbird.
Thank you so much, Minister Kai, for seating us and greeting us on this Monday morning. Thank you so much for tagging our day. I love you more than anything Monday. And thank you so much for just greeting us and making sure that we are safely seated here in this telecommunication sanctuary. May God continue to bless you and elevate you, and may his favor saturate you. Well, God morning, God morning, God morning to the Master's Call family. My name is Tiffany Lauderdale, and I greet you with the warmest of kingdom greetings, and I welcome each and every single one of you to the Master's Call on this I Love You, Lord, More Than Anything Monday. Thank you so much to each of you who joined us at 40 after the hour for praise and worship. And we thank God for his presence here on the Master's Call. As Minister Kai said, if it was not for the yes of our two co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts Patchen and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, we would not be able to be here this day. And we thank God that on October the 23rd of 2010, this call was established. And yes, we are headed into our 9th year. Wow. Next month, we will be celebrating 9 years here on the Master's Call, where lives had been enriched, empowered, and enhanced as we begin our day here with the Master. And one thing that I can say is we have never missed a call. So we give God all the praise, all the glory, and all the honor. Each and every single Monday through Friday, we gather here at this divine and appointed hour, and where we open up the call in prayer and we close in prayer. We have a message, and definitely God has been doing great things here. We stand on Psalm 88:13, which reads, "But to thee I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before thee." Also, if you are joining us for the first time, we welcome you and we hope that you would just dial in each and every single day and join us here. But I just want to let you know we do have a website for our call where all of our messages have been archived from the inception of this call. You can go on it at any time because it's on the World Wide Web, and that would be www.themasterscall.net, www.themasterscall.net, and you will see all of the information for the Master's Call there. Also, you may have a prayer request or a testimony, or maybe you want to find out how you can be a part of this telecommunication sanctuary. Maybe you would like to be a greeter, which is what Minister Kai just finished doing, or a host like I'm currently doing now. Maybe you want to be part of the praise and worship team, which meets at 10 minutes after the hour each and every day. Maybe you have a message that you would like to share with the masses. Well, we invite you to send us an email to info@themasterscall.net. info@themasterscall.net. And our prayer general, Minister Brenda Henry Terrell, or our Mother Eagle, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, will respond to you. Immediately following this call, every single day, we head over to the new morning motivational call. And today is Inspirational Monday, and our speaker will be none other than Minister Cynthia Cox, the Honorable Minister Cynthia Cox from the Bronx, New York, will be bringing the message there. And Dr. Vanessa will be hosting the call over there this morning. So you can dial in to 712-770-4005. Use the access code 294-617-pound, and that will be immediately following this call. And you're probably wondering, how did they get together on this call? Well, we thank God for a phenomenal health and wellness company known as Artist Life, which was established over 30 years ago by Antonio Diaz de Leon. And currently, it is going on worldwide, and we thank God for the Diaz de Leon family who has blessed us with Artist Life. For an appointment with Artist will change your life. So get back with the person that invited you to this call, and they'll share more with you about what Artist Life is all about and how an appointment can change your life. So it's time for us to hear what thus says the Lord. And so our speaker for this morning is no stranger to this call. She is one of the co-founders here on the Master's Call. And I believe today she's all the way out in Hendersonville, North Carolina. She is none other than Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton. Who is Dr. P.K.? She is precious. She is a woman of excellence. She is a kingdom builder. She is outgoing, she is loving, and she is our appointed speaker for this morning. You can read more of her bio on our website again, but at this time, without further ado, the next voice that you will hear will be none other than Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton. Are you out there this morning?
Minister Tiffany.
Dr. P.K. Patton. Hi.
Minister Tiffany, can you hear me?
I hear you loud and clear, Dr. P.K. Take it away.
All righty. Thank you so very much for I love you, Jesus. I worship and adore you. I love, love, love Jesus this morning. Thank you for ushering us into the presence of God in and right on up into his throne room this morning. Thank God for you. Thank you, Minister Kai. So good hearing your voice this morning. I bless the Lord that you are in my circle. I love, love, love you, my dear daughter. I thank God for my cohort here, my sister in the Lord, Pastor Vanessa, Dr. Vanessa. I'm so, so grateful that the Lord has connected us through this great company, Artist International. I heard you on the call back in 2008. On a morning call similar to this. And I said, Lord, I sure would like to get to know that lady. And look what God has done with us. Lord, have mercy. Has given me another mother in Mother Josie. And I do acknowledge Mother Oliver on the call today. Mother Oliver, we love, love, love you. We have missed you. I wanted to see you when I was in New York and couldn't make it happen. But I do thank God for you. I do plan on coming back that way soon so I can hug your neck. God bless each and every one of you, my TMC family. I love you, and I thank God for you. As you all know, we are on our seventh day of the fast, seventh day of 10 days, three more days to go. I'd like to meet with all of you who are on the fast this evening around 9 to close the night out with some testimonies and to hear where you are in the process. And call right back in on this number tonight at 9 so that we can talk a little bit with each other and see where we are, okay? With that being said, my subject for today is, do you know what time it is? Do you know what time it is? And I'm going to open up with Ecclesiastes. Of course, the third chapter, and because it talks all about time. There is an opportune time to do things, a right time for everything on the earth, a right time. A right time for birth and another time for death. A right time to plant and another time to reap. Yes, this is from the Message Bible. I love Peterson. He did a great job with this Bible. A right time to kill and another time to heal. A right time to destroy and another time to construct. A right time to cry and yet another time to laugh. A right time to lament and another time to share. A right time to make love and another time to abstain. A right time to embrace and another time to part. A right time to search and another time to count your losses. A right time to hold on and another time to let go. A right time to rip out and another time to mend. A right time to shut up. I like to hear my friend says, we got a shut up ministry. You need to practice it right about now. And another time to open your mouth and speak up. A right time to love and another time to hate. A right time to wage. Let me just address that one. God hates sin, and I do too. I hate for anybody to lie to me. So you can understand, I don't mean hating people. Hating the things that bring about. I hate the mess that's taking place up there in that White House right now. I hate it. Okay, now, a right time to wage war and another time to make peace. What time is it? Today is 9/9/19, September the 9th, 2019. 9/9/19. With those numbers, on the seventh day of the fast, I decided I better take a moment and just ask the question. Do you really know what season it is, what time it is, what's going on with you right about now in the midst of this fast, in the midst of this time that we are calling you to pray and fast, doing this quarterly fast? Do you really, really know what time it is? I said, well, September is the number of man, and it depicts gestation, which is also a period of 9 months. It is also a favorable number associated to eternity. Biblical number 9 is a symbol of multitude and totality of human beings, which means that it represents three divine manifestations. 3 times 3 equals 9. I can go that far with math. My sister can go all the way. She's a mathematician. My husband David was a mathematician. And so with the both of them, one on each side, I didn't have to do too much. But now I'm going back in here and learning a few things about these numbers. I'm learning the comp plans. You can learn whatever you want to learn if you got a mind to. Somebody ought to say she's right about that. I said that it represents three divine manifestations through three plans, which are the word of the spirit, the world of the soul, and the world of matter. This giving us a triple manifestation. When Christ was nailed to the cross, he expires, dies, they didn't want to use that word, but Jesus, he died on the cross. Come on, y'all. And at the 9th hour, that's when it took place, Jesus appears a total of 9 times to his apostles and disciples after his resurrection. Did y'all know that? I didn't until I read it. I did a little study on this 9. I wanted to talk to you about what time is it. I want you to know that you're in a real good time right now for something to happen, and I want you to push. What did that mean? I want you to pray until something happens. I want you to pray until you see that babe come on. I want you to push during this month. I want you to push. I want you to make calls to people that you've been scared to call. I want you to pick up that 1,000-pound phone of yours and make some calls that you never thought that you would be able to make. I want you to push this month. I want you to push. Somebody said, she said, push. What time is it? Oh, it's time for you to push. It's time for you to push. As specified by Apostle Paul, there are 9 spiritual gifts of God. You all know them. Wisdom, knowledge, faith, gift of healing, to operate miracles, prophecy, the discretion of the spirit, and the tongues, and then there's an interpretation of the tongues. Okay. And St. Paul also listed 9 fruits of the Spirit. Something like this 9 or something, huh? We need to do something with this 9. Tell yourself, I got to do something with this 9. I can't just let this 9 lie down. I got to do something with this 9, 9, 19. I got to do something today. I'm up, dressed, tennis shoes on, hat on head. Baby, I'm up moving. Today, I can't let a minute of this mess up. I ain't going to take a nap today. I'm going to work all day today. I'm going to stay up with my ears open so that I can hear what is God speaking to me on today. Today is a step. What time is it? It's time for us to push. The 9 fruits of the Spirit. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Number 9 also stands for divine completeness, cycle of growth. The number 9 is a number of patience. Lord have mercy, Jesus. We get so impatient when things don't happen. I'm just talking about me. Just let me be transparent about PK. I want things, and I want them when I want them. I want them how I want them. I want it. If you can't give it to me, I get it myself. God said patience. Patience of harmony. Patience. Patience. Patience in meditation. Patience. Patience. Patience in inspiration. Patience and expect perfection of ideas. The number 9 is also a symbol of creation and represents that life is full of development and rhythm. We need to know that there are some ups and downs, some pushes and some pulls. Hallelujah. And since 9 can be represented as 3 times 3, it denotes perfection, viral power. Hallelujah. Stick your fist in the air and say, power, Lord, power. Power to push through. Power to get there. Power, glory to God. Thank you for the Holy Ghost power this morning. It is also the number of those who accomplish the divine will of God. What time is it? It's back to school time. It's time for us to pray for our children. I had my children up. I said, did you all do your Lord's Prayer like Gigi taught you? No, ma'am, let's pray. We got to pray before we go to school. Hallelujah. What time is it? It's time for us to recognize that we have a responsibility to these children. Even if you don't have any, you still need to pray for them. Our children need prayer today. Let's pray and decree and declare that the enemy will not come in and snatch our children up. The devil is a liar. The Bible says that I'm blessed and my seed is blessed and my seed is blessed. What time is it? It's time for me to decree and declare that these children belong to the Lord. Yes, they do. Why? Because I stand in the gap for them, because they don't know, but I know, and because I know, I'm willing to teach and go open my mouth and teach. You got to pray here, boy. You got to get that Bible. Get your Bible and sit down and read. Read. Yes, yes, yes. What time is it? Glory to God. It is time for us to recognize, let me see, I got one more point here, and I got to get off here. It is time for us to remember. It's time for us to remember that 9-11 changed the trajectory in this whole world. I mean, we got to remember those whose lives were sacrificed on 9-11, those great firemen who went in, and many of them did not come out, and their family members who are left behind, those who went to work expecting to return home, and their loved ones have never seen them again. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. That event changed this world. Changed it. What time is it? What time is it? It is time for us to recognize that we need to get serious, very serious, about our prayer and fasting. there is a journal that I have recommended that you get by Jordan Rubin, the Maker's Guide Transformation Journal. And today on day 7, it says, and I'm going to read it to you because it just touched me and I want us to think about it, especially with us dealing with what just happened in the Bahamas. And somebody saying to me just before I went to bed last night that some of these storms are not natural storms and hurricanes, that some of them are made that I just can't, my mind don't and couldn't function there. I got to talk to Dr. Vanessa before I talk to you all about it. What in the world? That messed up my sleep a little bit. But then I prayed and said, God, let me rock me on to sleep tonight, because there's nothing I can do with that crazy thought. That's crazy. Okay, here we go. Psalms 91:4. And I'm so glad for this scripture this morning. He shall cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you shall take refuge. His truth shall be your shield and buckler. The truth. I talked to the youth about it yesterday. I preached at the church. I told them, you've got to put on the belt of truth. You've got to tell the truth. Tell the truth, y'all. Come on. One of the keys to walking in God's protection is found in the verse 4, where we see that his truth shall be your shield and buckler. What time is it? It's time for us to stand up and tell the truth. Glory to God. Stop being silent in the midst of lies. In the midst of life circumstances and storms, our assurance of protection comes from knowing and resting in God's word, his eternal and unchanging truth. The New Living Translation puts it this way. His faithful promises, y'all come on, say it, faithful promises, are your armor and protection. We've got to clothe ourselves in his promises because his promises are faithful. We can put them on. We can put them on and know that they are going to protect us. They are our armor. When we become consumed with the trials of life but are not focused on the promises contained in God's word, our souls step out from the canopy of God's protective presence. We want to stay under his canopy, don't we? Our defenses are down and our armor is removed. I preached on the armor of God yesterday from Ephesians. In other words, our minds and our hearts become filled with anxiety because our focus is not on God's truth. Not on God's truth, listening to the lies of man. We got to get focused again. What time is it? It's time for us to focus on the word of God. We got to get back to where we know we need to be, focusing on God's truth, which is final. But the trials of life, which are always shifting and ever-changing, knowing and standing on God's truth is our armor and protection against all of the feelings, anxieties, fears, and worries life throws our way. And life can throw us some sucker punches, y'all. And then in this diary, it tells us this, and I wanted to share this with you for those of you who have not gotten it, and hopefully it would encourage you to go out and get it. It tells us what we are going to pray for today. We're going to pray that the promises of God's word would fill your mind and guard your heart. We're going to pray. What time is it? Time to pray. Come on. Pray that even in the midst of trials and circumstances, your mind could be calm and your heart would be settled in God's truth. What are we going to do? Pray that angels of God would be encamped all around you and your family. When the last time you prayed that prayer and knowed it to be true? God, I thank you that the angels are with our children today, sitting right by them in the classroom, nudging them and telling them, sit down, shut up. Your mama ain't here, but I'm here. Glory to God. Glory be to God. I thank you. And they said, something told me to sit down, shut up, Gigi. Pray Ephesians 6 that you would put on the whole armor of God and be protected in every spiritual battle. Yesterday I told those children, you got to dress up. Dress up every morning when you get up and get ready. Put on all the 6 pieces of the armor. Put them on and go out ready, knowing that you are ready for whatever. Ready to tell the truth in the midst of those your classmates lying. Ready. Make us ready, Lord. And so when I ask you the question, what is your answer? What time is it? My answer to you right now is, it's time for us to pray. It's time for us to fast. It's time for us to push it's time for us to push because the baby is going to be born this month, the ninth month. Could be born today on the ninth day, 2019. Back to you, Minister Tiffany. God bless you.
God bless you, Dr. PK. Wow, what a mighty word this morning. Thank you so much, woman of God. I will be calling you back momentarily to give us our benediction for the day. But at this time, we want to go to the Lord and pray over our prayer requests. Father, we bless your name. We thank you, Lord. We love you more than anything. And we thank you for your presence here on the Master's Call, God. We thank you for speaking to us loudly and clearly through Dr. PK this morning, God. We ask that you would fill her up until she overflows. And I pray that as we have received what you said, Lord, I pray that it would saturate our minds, saturate our hearts, that it will allow us to walk in the steps that you have already predestined for our lives, Father. And as we go through this September the 9th, 2019, God, thy kingdom come, thy will be done here on earth as it is in heaven for each and every single one of us on this day. God, please don't let any obstacle defeat us today, Father, for we stand in victory and we shall not be moved, Father. So we ask right now in the name of Jesus that you will continue to protect those who are in the Bahamas, Father. We speak against anything that will come against them right now. We pray for each and every single person, every single family member, everyone who is connected with Artist Life in each of those coastal areas, Father. We say be a fence around them, God. You are a way maker and a miracle worker, Father. So we ask that you would intervene right now in the name of Jesus, Father. Father, we ask right now that where there is sickness, Father, that you would be their healer. Where finances need to be supplied, we ask that you will be the provider, Father. We ask that you will be a way maker. Things that seem impossible, God, we know that with you, all things are possible. So we trust your word and we stand on your promises and know that if we just believe and we receive it, God, and have a little bit of faith, God, that you would show us exactly who you are, Father. So we thank you that you love us unconditionally. We thank you, God, for your agape love. We thank you, Father, that you have brought us into this new day with new possibilities, with new opportunities, Father. And we will not forget that it is because of you that this has been allowed for us, Father. So we ask as we say, Lord, what will you have us to do today, that you would show us where to go, that you would show us and tell us what to say, and that you would give us the strength to do what it is that you would have. So, Father, we bless you, we praise you, we thank you for Artist Life and the DSD Leon family, God. And we thank you for each and every single masterpiece that is under the sound of my voice, Father. And we'll be forever grateful to give your name the glory, the honor, and all of the praise. And these things I decree and declare in Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. So we would like to thank each and every single one of you for joining us here on the Master's Call. To hear the replay of this call, please dial 712-432-1085. Use the same access code 957-677-POUND. Remember, we'll be headed over to the new Morning Motivational Call for Inspirational Monday, where Dr. Vanessa will be hosting the call and the Honorable Minister Cynthia Cox will be bringing the message today. That number is 712-770-4005. Use the PIN code 294-617-POUND. Thank you again, Minister Kai, for seating us and greeting us today. Thank you, Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton, for that message. And remember, this is the seventh day of our fast. She did say that we would be calling into this number at 9 o'clock p.m., I believe, Eastern Standard Time tonight. And so please don't forget to dial back in. It has been a pleasure, honor, and experience for me to be your worshiper this morning as well as your host. And I'm going to ask Dr. PK if she will come back and give us our benediction for this day.
Bless the name of Jesus. Thank you so much. You are absolutely awesome. And yes, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time tonight. And just have written just one thing that God has done for you during this fast. I'm telling you, I got so many, I got to decide which one. Now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we ask that your precious Holy Spirit will rest, rule, and abide in our lives today as we keep asking ourselves, what time is it? What am I supposed to be doing today? And we ask, God, that you will assist each of us in living a life that is super fantastic. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. I love you, TMC family. Go out and live a super fantastic life, my friend. Bye-bye.